There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. You know, I got a text message here at the farm after the broadcast that I read the email from one of our class members, a listener, Mark M., and I started talking about preparedness, and for an hour I talked about, you know, preparedness and things to think about. Well, I got a text message from your instructor, Kyle Harris, and he was very, very concerned about setting the message that, you know, you really absolutely positively need to be prepared. So Kyle Harris has joined me today in response to those of you who are very interested in preparing. Now, some people are brand new to this broadcast classroom, and some are in their young 30s. And I'll tell you what, you need to get your act together right now. You need to, whatever you need to do, you're going to need to start on it right now. Turn off the television. You're going to need to divert any funds that would be spent on entertainment to preparedness right now. Welcome, Kyle Harris.
Good morning, Vincent. And I couldn't have intro'd any better.
Well, thank you. And we are concerned. We are concerned about the things that we need to do. And let me just give you my scenario. My grandfather was a preparedness and survivalist person. He was in World War One, and he saw what fighting was like. He saw what doing without was like. He lived through the Great Depression, and so did my mom. So he had tools. He had the tools of the day. He had picks and shovels and pitchforks, rakes, garden hose, and tools like that. I have all of those. He gave them to my mom, and my mom and dad gave them to me. And we still have them, you know. And so we have tools that are from before the 1930s here at the farm right now. And, you know, I've kept all the tools that I've ever bought. I've never sold any. I take care of them. So even the tools that I bought when I was learning how to work on equipment in the 1960s, I still have those wrenches and sockets and so forth. Probably lost a couple over time, but not intentionally, but I have probably over 99% of all tools I've ever purchased. So we've accumulated them, and I use them. I use them here at the farm, and that's part of the plan for today's discussion, what you're going to need to get and why you need to get it and how to get it. So Kyle Harris lives in Montana. He's living off the grid. And if it works, it's because of his efforts. If it doesn't work, it's because of his efforts, right? Isn't that the way it is, Kyle?
That's absolutely true, Vince. And, you know, I'm going to lead in this morning. And again, this was in response to Mark's email that he sent you. And I'm speaking this morning mostly to men, but if you're a woman out there and you've got a husband that is a couch potato or is not on the same page, then please take this to heart as well. And I wanna start by saying, you were talking about getting things done, you know, as soon as possible. If I was a man, I would try to set a goal. Okay, this is in the next month. This is what I'm going to try to accomplish. In the next 3 months, this is what I'm going to try to accomplish. In the next 6 months, this is what I'm going to try to accomplish, and I'm going to throw every spare nickel and penny that I've got and cut out anything that is absolutely worthless to me as far as prepping goes. I'm going to throw out all the stuff that's absolutely worthless, and I'm going to put everything I got into prepping. But set down some goals for yourself and start doing something, because I think my opinion, and all of this is my opinion, people can take it or leave it or adapt it or do whatever you want to do with it, but it's my opinion. These are things that I have found from having to live it that work. I'm going to start this morning with land. If you can get 3 acres, and I'm using that because I've raised goats, I've raised hogs, I've raised horses and chickens and ducks and goats, and you name it, I've done it with those kind of, and animal husbandry kind of comes second nature to me. My dad was quite a horseman. So if you can get 3 acres, or if you have to do it on less, do it on less. But if you can get 3 acres with a house on it, if you can, if not, do whatever you can do to get it set up. All right. Here's the thing that, in my opinion, you're going to need. I'm not going to go into food, and because you've covered that, Aaron Dakins on the Truth Traveler has covered antibiotics and Band-Aids and all of that kind of stuff extremely well. And she's going to do more on her program too, and I'm sure you will as well. If you can get, when you say you can go out and buy 4 or 5 cases, of this or 4 or 5 cases of that, that's a great deal if you can do it. But if you can't, save up enough money this week to go out and be able to find something on sale and buy a case of it. Just one case. If that's all you can afford and you're running on a shoestring budget, do that. Okay, so I'm not covering a bunch of the food and different things like that. I'm talking to the men right now. If you, as a man, don't have a plan A and a plan B, you are not betting just your life. You are betting your wife and your children's lives on your plans. And I guarantee you, you will reap the consequences from not doing anything. I promise you, within this next year and a half, at the latest, You will be kicking yourself in the butt badly because you didn't do anything. So, all right, we're going to go with this. You need to be somehow or another either off grid completely, or if you're on grid right now, work to get yourself off grid. And this is the minimum. This is the minimum that I suggest. And I'm basing this kind of on a man and a woman and 2 kids. You need 8 L16RE Trojan batteries. And you might even have to hire an electrician to wire these things in. And I suggest that you do if you really, really don't know what you're doing. Unless you're very competent, I highly suggest you get a good electrician to put these things in. You're going to need a 240-volt to 24-volt inverter. You're going to need a battery charge controller. And they sell one at Backwoods Solar that is very good, that will monitor everything for you. You're going to need at least 600 watts worth of solar panels at 24 volts. Again, I'm going to put that disclaimer in there. Please get an electrician if you don't know what you're doing to install this stuff. If you're on the grid now, you're going to need what's called an automatic transfer switch. As soon as the grid goes down, this switches to your batteries and will, so that you don't re-electrify the grid out there with your power system and kill some lineman trying to get the power back on. okay? You're going to need a generator. And I'm suggesting at least a 6,000-watt generator. So I saw one just the other day. It was a really good buy. It's an Onan. It had less than 500 hours on it, and it had been run on natural gas its entire life for $1,500. And I realize that's a lot of money for some people, but if you can't get something like that, do not buy these junky generators unless you get the commercial Generac, the cheap Generacs, the Champions. You might as well get a good boat anchor. Get a Japanese generator, a Makita, a Yamaha, or a Honda generator, so that you and get it wired into your system so that it can go through your inverter to charge your batteries in case you need it. And you're going to need gasoline or diesel if you have a diesel generator, and you're going to need to preserve that gasoline. I'm suggesting at least 200 gallons of gasoline put back and preserved. Right now, gas is cheap. So if you have to buy ethanol gasoline, there's a product called Startron that will help negate the harmful effects of the ethanol. But I suggest also PRI products. If you're going to store diesel, use PRI-D for diesel, and then there's PRI-G for gasoline. That the other stuff, I've tried Stabil, and it don't work. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't work. PRI products do work. You're going to need a wood stove in your house, and it's going to have to be able to heat your house warm enough so that the pipes don't freeze if you don't have your furnace running and if your pipes are dependent on the furnace running. So you're going to have to be able to heat your house. That means you're going to have a pickup to be able to get enough wood to put up for the year. We burn in my place, I burn about 6 cords a year. So some people burn more, very few burn less, because I have a very efficient stove. I can hear the music. I'll wait till after.
Kyle Harris is with us, and if you want the short story of preparedness, you're getting it right here. And Kyle, you mentioned 6 cords of wood. That's 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet long. It's a lot of wood. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about preparedness 101. And we mentioned heating with wood, class. A cord of wood, as I mentioned, is 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet, or 128 cubic feet. Now, my dad used to say that wood heats twice. You know, once when you cut it and once when you burn it. Well, actually, I found it heats four times. And I have a feeling Kyle might agree with me. Once when you cut it, once when you haul it, another time when you stack it, and another time when you burn it. So I think wood heats about four times. And
I would actually even add one more to that, Vince. I would say five. I would say one more time when you're carrying it into the house.
There you go. There you go. Well, we've eliminated that one step. We've eliminated that one step because we have an outdoor wood furnace. It's a, it has a firebox that's 4 feet by 5 feet. And we can literally throw, you know, stumps in there, and it has a great big door, and we can just bring in a front end loader right to the wood stove. So you're absolutely right. We don't have that extra step of carrying it in, but you're right. And you don't want to leave it inside because it may have bugs in it, and then the bugs get warmed up inside. You know, when it's cold outside, they go, wow, this is great. This is great. And they start crawling out of the wood. So that's another thing. But, you know, heating with wood is an effort. It really is. Now, let me explain. You said that it takes about 6 quarts for you to heat for a winter, and that's probably about what it takes us here. We might even use a little bit more here. And because we have some losses with the underground heating system, because we have water through insulated pipes that gets heated by the wood furnace and then travels to the house. But how much does a cord of wood weigh, Class? Between 2,000 and 4,000 pounds. Between 2,000 and 4,000 pounds. So Kyle is hauling, cutting, stacking six times, well, on average, we'll say 3,000 pounds. 18,000 pounds of wood to heat his house. And that's why people use natural gas and electric and oil, because all you do is flip the switch. It's a lot easier, but a lot more expensive if you use the other methods compared to if you have wood available for the taking, meaning, you know, trees that fall down that you just cut up and bring toward your wood stove. So I just wanted to share that with you. And Kyle, you're going to need some equipment for that heating with wood, aren't you?
Yep, you're going to need a wood. You're going to need a pickup, and I prefer a three-quarter ton four-wheel drive of some sort. But I want to jump back to the house real quick.
Sure.
One of the things that a person is going that you need to think about if you've got the money to do it, if you have an electric range or electric fridge and electric dryers and all of those kind of things, those batteries will not handle that for very long. So I suggest, while you can, buy a propane refrigerator, a propane dryer, a propane on-demand hot water heater, and a propane cook stove, and get it piped into your house as soon as you possibly can. Do whatever you've got to do to be able to do that, because you can put a 1,000-gallon tank, I know this because I've done it, and you can live on that. They only fill them 80%, which is 800 gallons. You can do that. You can live on that if you're careful for 2 full years. It'll be completely bone dry at that point, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, one other little thought.
Go ahead.
No disagreement. I bought a propane refrigerator. I found one on Craigslist, and I bought it for $400. Had to go to Arkansas to pick it up, but it's a small refrigerator. It's an upright. It has a freezer compartment and a refrigerator compartment, and it runs on either AC power or propane, and you flip the switch. It's probably about 12 cubic feet. It's not really big, maybe even 11, but it sure is better than no refrigerator and no freezer.
It's a
great way to go. And it will last a lifetime. There are no moving parts except for the doors. Those are the only moving parts in the entire refrigerator.
Yep, they work really well, and they've come a long ways. And they're still, even the old ones are extremely well built.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a propane cook stove. You need to get one right away, Class. Because cooking with electricity will become an impossibility. If the grid goes down, you will not be able to cook with electricity on a regular stove. It just draws too much power. It will test the limits of your generator, if your generator could do it at all. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle Harris is with us, and you just may get a chance to meet Kyle Harris at the Get Prepared Expo, March 28th and 29th, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Kyle, you'd mentioned a couple of things. One, propane, but let me just mention this. I did buy some cans of vegetables on the way to the meetup last night, 39 cents a can.
mixed vegetables, 39 cents a can. So I bought seven cases. Class, that was $32.76 for 84 cans of vegetables. $32.76 per can. Now, if there were an emergency and we had to eat just vegetables, we could eat for 39 cents per meal. Think about that. And these vegetables will last years. Years if you keep them cool and is at a constant temperature. So if you've got a basement or a cellar, it's a great way to go inexpensively prepare for food. You can buy cans. And you talked about propane, Kyle. You're absolutely right. And it's very difficult to run an electric stove and an electric hot water heater with a generator. It's really, really hard to do because you need a big generator to do that. So the way you avoid that, class, is exactly what Kyle said. Go to propane. And that's what we have. Kyle, we have several propane tanks here on the farm, and they're all manifolded together so I can turn one or two or three on at a time. And we calculated how long that will last just us for just cooking. 8 years. We've got 8 years worth of propane if we cook. We've got 2 years worth of propane if we cook and heat the house with propane.
You bet.
But yep. We heat with wood.
And so you bet. So that's exactly what I'm getting at. I'm just trying to set people. This is a real big overview, thumbnail, kind of point blank kind of way of doing things. But all right, let's jump to the we. Covered the wood stove a little bit. I want to cover the pickup a little bit. Get something you can work on. And if you don't get everything that you're going to need to keep it running. The other thing, I'm talking about manuals, tools, jacks, oil filter wrenches, oil filters, coolant, automatic transmission fluid, front and rear end grease, transfer case fluid, everything that you're going to need to keep that truck running for 2 years or a year minimum. So I'm going to make sure it's got some good eight or 10 ply tires on it, that can handle getting up into the woods to get your wood, and you're not having to deal with flats all the time. And then as far as chainsaws go, I am a Stihl, S-T-I-H-L, fan. I've had Husqvarnas, but if you get the Husqvarna or the Stihl, either one, it doesn't matter to me, but do yourself a favor and buy the Pro Series saws. Do not buy the homeowner version of the saw. They're not nearly as heavy duty. They don't last as long, but buy a Pro Series saw. And you can get smaller ones that are Pro Series, and you can get bigger ones that are Pro Series. But I highly suggest, I've worked with these things for 35 years, and I have found that Stihl produces some of the best that I've ever, I can just use them for years and years and years and years till they don't even make parts for them anymore. Get yourself extra chains and get the files that you're going to need to learn to sharpen them. And there's videos, there's books, there's little gauges that you can buy that'll clamp onto the bar that'll sharpen your saw. But learn how to do that. And learn how to do it, right. It's an art. Believe me, sharpening a chainsaw is an art. You need to know how to do that. We've covered the wood. You're going to need water. So if your well will run, if you've got 240-volt inverter, you wire your system in so that your well will run off of the inverter. And you want a minimum of a 3,500-watt inverter. And it'll run your well pump. Wire everything in so that your well pump and everything can run off of your batteries and your solar panels, so that you can have water. Also have a backup in your well. Get a hand pump well in case your inverter goes down or your well pump fails. Get something in there for a backup so you've got water. And then I suggest also that you get a Berkey water filter. I've seen all the ads for everything else, but I've settled on the Berkey. but if you can't go with a Berkey, get something out of Walmart, something that will filter your water. I just know that I've had the Berkey filters. I've cleaned them 4 or 5 times, and I've had them for 11 years now, and I'm still using the same filters. So they have become very economical if I, you know, take that over that time frame. And I actually bought the whole entire Berkey. It's a two-unit. It has two of the carbon filters in it. I bought it at a gun show one time. Old boy had it for $50.
Wow.
And, which was a, you know, it was a steal. I didn't even quibble for that price, you know. So,
sure.
The other thing you're going to want is some way in your little propane refrigerator is probably not going to keep your canned goods. And you sort of touched on your basement. If you've got a basement where you can keep your canned goods cool, if not, build you a cellar. Make sure it's well ventilated. There's all kinds of plans out there on how to build a cellar. You want to run your inlet vents on a cellar down where they're running through about 10 or 12 feet of dirt before they come into your cellar. And then you want two outlet vents at the peak of your cellar so that any heat gets out of there. Make sure that you can plug off those vents for the wintertime because you don't want your food to freeze. So you can buy the 3-inch, it's what I did, or 4-inch, 4-inch white PVC plastic, and they have caps on the ends of them when they come in through a 90 in my cellar. My cellar is 16 foot by 16 foot, and I have 3-foot deep shelves, 4 of them all the way around, and then another one in the middle. A shelving unit that I put in the middle. That's also set up so that we can hang deer in there if we need to. And where I differ with Dr. Miller on this is you better learn how to hunt and fish and get your shoot an animal and gut it and skin it and how to process it. Get the best meat grinder that you can get. And for what I have found out there with the warranty and the life, I love the Cabela's units. I bought a three-quarter horse Cabela's unit to be able to grind up the meat when they had them on sale, real good price. I think I paid $319 for mine, but the old one that I had for probably 20 years finally gave up the ghost, and so I went out and bought that. When we get down next, I'm going to jump to a greenhouse, and I'm suggesting to people, again, this is to try to survive. This is how you're going to live. You're going to need one 12 by about 48-foot greenhouse and about at least 5 or 6 4-foot or 3-foot by 40-foot raised beds. And if you can do it in concrete blocks, do that, but if you can't do it, do it with whatever kind of treated lumber you can get your hands on to do it. Stake it in, raise it up. It takes time to get a garden going. So you're going to build yourself compost bins down in your cellar. Down in your garden, and you can build them out of pallets. But have 3 or 4 of them where you're going to change out your scoop your chicken poop and anything else that you've got to have to do this. And you've covered this. The other thing you're going to need for your chainsaw that you want to stock up on is 2-stroke oil, bar oil, that kind of thing. You're going to need hose, shovels, pitchforks, a large pooper scooper shovel. In the shovels, you're going to need a flat point and the pointed shovel. And you're going to want 3 or 4 of these things. Just remember the old adage that says one is none and 2 is 1. So you're going to need push brooms. You're going to need some kind of animals. Because you're just not going to be able to live on vegetables and eggs come in really handy. So I suggest you get a minimum of 12 chickens and, I like the red sex link that You can buy them. You can get them online. They're a good sized chicken. You could actually eat them if you had to, but they lay. They don't eat a lot, and they lay for a long time. For the chickens, if you live in a cold climate, you're going to need to put them in a insulated coop, and you're going to want to wire it to your batteries and to a timer for the winter time. If you live in the northern climates, my batteries pick up the turn on the lights down to the chickens at 4:30 in the morning, and they turn them off at 9 o'clock at night. I make sure they have plenty of light. The other thing about chickens is they're meat eaters. My wife, we will pick up roadkill or carcasses that other friends of mine, after they shoot their deer, they don't want to go through the carcass. So my wife, I cut it up into 4 or 5 pieces. She'll can it up and scrape the meat and get the fat and stuff and feed it to the chickens. All of my friends that have chickens, none of them are laying, and ours are laying almost 3 dozen a day. So you're going to, but I have about 40 chickens. So anyway, 12 is a minimum, but, you know, pick up roadkill. Use that kind of stuff. Don't just let it sit there and the crows eat it up. They're going to need a yard, and they're going to need to be protected. I suggest putting in about a 20 by 40 foot yard for your chickens. And I also suggest using that 2-inch by 4-inch welded wire to keep anything pretty much out of there, because they've got to be protected. The other thing that you might want to think about is rabbits.
Kyle, we're going into a break. We'll be right back. And I'll tell you how much money Kyle's just spent when we come back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're talking about preparedness 101 with Kyle Harrison. Kyle Harris and his family live off the grid in Montana. And so he's recommended over the last hour that you buy a few things, chainsaw, bar, oil, gas, chains, files, propane tanks. You can get a 500 or 1,000 gallon. We have the 500 connected all manifold together. He recommends 1,000. You can buy them at $1 per gallon. For the tanks, we talked about wood stoves. I recommend those with actually cast iron wood stoves or steel welded with airtight with cast iron doors. Pickup truck, a generator. We talked about a greenhouse, raised bed, gardening, solar panels, inverter, batteries, charge controller, some chickens, chicken feed. You're going to need that for the winter. We talked about tools, hand tools, pitchforks, shovels, brooms. What did we spend between $5,000 and $20,000? Because we've got a truck in there, depending on how much you want to spend on your truck. But you could have spent as little as $5,000 and gotten all of these things, or you could spend up to $20,000, and that's still with some of this being used. How much is a used cast iron good wood stove like a Fisher I found on eBay? $900 used. So these things are not inexpensive. However, they will last generations and generations if you buy good quality. Kyle, what are your thoughts?
I agree with you completely, Vince. The other thing I wanted to mention in your garden, a couple of real quick things. Put 6 foot high that same welded wire all the way around your garden. Remember, other animals will get in there and eat it, and that's going to be your food supply, so you're going to need to protect it. The other thing is, again, these are minimums. You want a little Mantis two-stroke tiller. If you can get a big tiller, get one. But if you can't, the little Mantis is easy to handle, and they last a long time if you take care of them. I've had my little Mantis tiller now for probably 10 years. You're going to want to run, you know, pick up an extra little bulb because it has a bulb there that you prime the engine with. Pick up an extra one or two of them. I'm going to jump right now to weapons just for a little bit. Oh, the one other thing on this, you're going to want a canner. I want to cover this real quick. All American brand of canners has no rubber seals. Get the biggest one you can possibly get. Get 200 to 300 canning lids and at least 100 jars that you're going to be used to canning, and get books, whatever you can, on learning how to can, because you'll kill yourself if you don't do it right. So learn how to do this stuff and do it quick. Learn this stuff. You can get books on this stuff and do it, because I guarantee you gardening and chickens and animals and all of these things are a learning curve to this stuff. It really, truly is. Believe me, there's a learning curve. And if you try to just jump right into it, you better get right with Jesus, because you're not going to make it. All right, I'm going to jump to weapons real quick now. I'm talking, again, minimum. If you want one rifle and you can only afford one rifle and you're going to have to hunt with it, you're going to have to protect your family with it, I recommend an AK-47. It's a 30 caliber. It's just a little bit less powerful than a 30-30, but you have more shots. If that's the least you can do and all you can afford is one, they're easy to take apart. They're easy to clean. They last forever. They're probably, they're the worldwide best weapon that's used for combat or anything else all across the world. So the other thing you're going to want is a shotgun. You're going to want something that can handle slugs. You're going to want something that you can, that will reach out and get deer. One quick thing on the AK-47, people say that they're a 100 to 200-yard gun, but I can guarantee you that I can hit a 12 by 18-inch target at 500 yards. So it can be done, but you're going to have to become proficient. You're going to have to shoot some ammo, but you can get it cheap right now comparatively to what it was before. The other, you buy shotgun shells, stuff that you can shoot grouse with and stuff that you can shoot ducks with, because you got to think in terms of what if I had to provide everything.
Kyle, very quickly, shotgun 12-gauge pump.
Okay, one more thing. I prefer the XD series handguns. Get a 40 caliber or more. And the last thing I got for you folks is trade this green toilet paper that we call money for things of real value while you...
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.